Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. This is your 8 a.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. Well, the latest information, we have a brand new forecast that just came out, really pretty close to the last one. The only updates we have, those hurricane warnings we now have are tropical storm warnings. But remember, no such thing as just a tropical storm. And we just adjusted the winds by 5 miles an hour, and you're really not going to be able to tell that on the ground. So still the same impacts. And one of those big impacts is right there with the radar, just heavy tropical rains. You can see the center of the storm here. Now we're moving northwest at about 16 miles an hour. So we had 18 miles an hour before, now 16, moving closer and closer to the shoreline, Connecticut, Rhode Island. But you have to look well outside that center for some of these impacts as well. Right on the center, you have those peak winds. But look at these rain bands going through Boston. We get some really gusty winds, some tropical downpours could cause some local flooding really quickly in some of these areas. Rain spreading over Connecticut, even back towards Pennsylvania, New Jersey, some of these tropical rains. And the big story here is a lot of these areas, they're already saturated. So you had Fred come through, you had other storms and the rain last night, and you're just getting more rain on that saturated soil. So listen for those warnings. Listen when the Weather Service Forecast Office has put out those flash flood warnings and make sure you have a place to go. Careful on the roads because you can't see where that water covers the road sometimes, especially overnight tonight, and they become incredibly treacherous. Turn around. Don't drown. It's a good slogan that we always talk about. Here is the latest forecast, 8 a.m. We've been talking about the update here. Notice those winds stretch well out from the center, especially on that right-hand side where you're seeing the greatest expanse of some of those tropical storm force winds. This entire area from back over towards Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Long Island, even over to New Jersey, could see some of these tropical storm force winds. And that's why we have that tropical storm force warning. With time moving inland overnight tonight, we'll be in Massachusetts and then slowly making that turn. Whenever they make that turn, they slow down. So then Vermont, New Hampshire, you can see some of those gusty winds and also see that heavy rainfall. And we definitely got to spend some time talking about the rain because that's just a dangerous situation with saturated soil. We're still going to put down 4 to 6 inches of rain over such a large area here, Long Island, back into Connecticut, western Massachusetts, back into New York and northern New Jersey. Some areas could get over 6 inches, maybe up to 10 inches of rain. And that's just dangerous, and it comes down so quickly. And that's why I do want to take the time to reach over and pull up this graphic as well, the Weather Prediction Center. In areas of orange here, that's a moderate risk of flash flooding. That includes Poughkeepsie, Hartford, Albany, New York City, places on Long Island. Just a dangerous situation. They're looking at the rainfall plus the soils, but look at the slight risk. Much of Massachusetts, back into Vermont, New Hampshire, New York. There's a large area where we can see some of this flash flooding. So something to consider over the next few days. Storms are still dangerous. I'm seeing some of the water come up already on some of the gauges. Be careful in these areas, 3 to 5 feet, Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay into Long Island where the water gets funneled in there and trapped. Be careful in these areas. Don't get areas where this water is. That's water up your pant leg. So that's the latest information we have on Tropical Storm Henri from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.